Every weird night that I've had out has started with like, let's drink tequila and do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, what did you do the rest of that night? Pass. Like, it's not... I can't, in case this ever gets like resurfaced, I can't have it be like, and then remember that time you told the story of you did this?
No.
And then they're like, disgraced actress, Victoria.
Disgraced actress.
I just can't share.
Hi.
Hi.
We are back.
Welcome to the Smiling Faces podcast.
I'm Jess Anguiano.
And I'm Victoria Dunn.
We are the executive producers of the soon-to-be-hit television show, Smiling Faces.
Cannot wait for you guys to see it. I'm moving that. My cat has a lot of feelings and wants to be included in everything.
Honorary member of the Smiling Faces team.
Yes, Andre Benjamin. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Full Andre government. Benjamin?
Yes.
I didn't know
his full government. Yes,
obviously, Andre Benjamin Dunn.
Yes, of course. Uh-huh.
That's the full government,
of course, because yeah. I'm a woman on my own. I'm a single mother in these streets. You know, so
you know what? And you go, girl.
Thank you.
You get it.
We can have it all.
That's right.
Just me and my cat.
Okay, we have some major updates.
Yes,
a lot has been happening. We have a ton of really great updates that we cannot wait to share with you.
Yes. One of which is we shot a teaser trailer, finally. If you guys knew the saga.
We shot an entire teaser trailer for Smiling Faces for our pitch video. Ooh, Andre.
Oh, Andre, for those that are looking now, you can see all his balls are...
And here's Andre's balls.
There we go. He has not been fixed yet.
Look at this boy. He just wants to be a part of it.
He does. He's so cute. There we go. And he's gone just like that. Just like every man. Get a little loving and you're gone.
What did you tell me earlier about the guy who was like, I gotta go.
Oh my gosh. Yes. My,
great story for another time. Yes. So, all right. So basically, as we always love to say, those streets are cold and hard out there.
Yes. Always. The dating stuff is always tough. But I feel like we're not alone in the fact of everything's kind of rough right now.
Yeah.
I would say jobs.
Yep.
Wow.
Political climate.
None.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought we were still listening. Jobs. No work.
Jobs. There are none. Entertainment industry.
Cold.
She's a little tough.
Cold and lonely. Dark place. I have to say, like, I have been having so many like meetups and coffees and brunches and lunches with friends from the entertainment industry, which it's been lovely. And everyone's asking what
are you doing next? And I was like, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, people are out there not working. And it's scary. It's really scary.
It really is.
Yeah.
I even, to put it, not to be a downer, but I was talking to this one prop maker and I was complaining about the literal minimum wage job that I finally was like, fine, I'll apply to it. And she looked me dead in my eyes and was like, I'm a prop maker and I applied to Subway.
And...
I was like, ooh.
Maybe didn't get that job.
Right. Exactly.
Maybe got beat out.
Exactly. Might have gotten beat out because she even said, I used to work at Subway. So I thought it was an easy get. Like, I can turn my brain off and just make people sandwiches.
Yes.
She genuinely may not get that job, which is crazy.
It's a rough time out there. That's why we're hosting a comedy event.
Yeah.
That's why we are the kind of the mission statement of everything that we've been working on is to bring joy.
Yes.
Bring joy, laughter.
Community. Yes. Yeah. Bring people together for a little fun.
Using laughter as a coping mechanism.
It's all healing. It really is. Like, imagine, because I feel like it's the same way if you put on like a nice outfit and like do something just to make yourself feel good.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing. If you get out there and actually get a good little chuckle in with some other people, because there's something about being in a room together with people and laughing together.
I went to a comedy event a couple days ago and it was amazing, super fun. Dan Lerman has a backyard comedy event every month.
Nice.
A little plug
for
Dan Lerman's comedy event. It's just Dan Lerman's backyard comedy event every month.
Love
and
that.
It was so much fun. But one of the things that really pulled me in was it said on the bottom of the invite, it just said, come beat the loneliness. And I was like, that
perfect.
Is like, I know that we are in a post-COVID time, but people are still stuck.
Yeah, people are still doing the Zooms. Yes. People don't want to go outside. And yes. Also, because again, few jobs, people don't really have, well, I don't know. I was going to say people don't really have like the coin sometimes. They don't want to have the willingness to go out there and do that.
Would you say staying indoors is free?
Yes, indoors, inside is free. But like there's also something to be said for if it's just you in your apartment all the time by yourself. That's a dark story.
Yeah, you gotta
connect. Out. We're communal people as a species.
Exactly. Like even my introverted friends are like, things are tough right now.
Yeah.
So also, if things are tough for you, reach out. We're here.
Yeah.
We're a community, and we are putting on our smiling faces
every day. Every day. Gotta find the joy in it.
That's
so that's what like the event is about. So it's definitely bringing people together to have fun, to laugh. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're probably going to be talking about crazy dating stories and stuff too.
Always.
We want everybody to come and just talk about how crazy life is. So it's just a sense for everyone to collectively do a sigh of like, whew, and now let's get a chuckle in.
Yeah. Not to mention, our event is at Alfred's Coffee in Westwood, which is very cool because you can either have coffee or cocktails.
Yes, for non-drinkers or somebody who's just sort of like, I'm trying to cut down a little bit. My liver has been through it and you just want something different.
Alcohol is a depressant.
Yeah, exactly. So like maybe like an upper, maybe a stimulant. Hey, it's not tequila.
Come out and have some caffeine.
Yeah, it's not tequila. So I feel like it is a special breed. Yeah. I know two people that are like, tequila's their drink of choice, which I'm like, wow, what a brand.
I transitioned. I used to drink whiskey. I transitioned to tequila because it's so much more fun.
See, and like every weird night that I've had out has started with like, let's drink tequila and do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, what did you do the rest of that night? Pass. Like it's not... I can't, in case this ever gets like resurfaced, I can't have it be like, and then remember that time you told the story of you did bleh?
No.
And then they're like, disgraced actress, Victoria.
Disgraced actress.
I just can't share.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. No tequila for you.
So yeah, that's not the jam, but we'll have like other cocktails, wine and beer and things as well. So it'll be a mix of everything. But shout out to Alfred because this is why... When you're working and you are leaving a job, don't burn your bridges. Because I used to work at Alfred.
Yes.
Great company. And the fact that even I haven't worked there in 3 years and was like, hey guys, can I do this? And they were like, yeah, don't burn a bridge. Unless that company was awful to you. Alfred was not awful to me. So.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. Well, also don't burn a bridge in case you're like your friend who had to go back to Subway.
Exactly. You just never know when you can't get too high up on your horse. You can't. You just can't.
We're out here staying humble.
Yes.
We are out here staying humble. Yeah.
That's the lesson I think for today is like humility is actually your friend because you have no idea.
No.
Like the fact that I was like, I don't dog walk anymore. I work for a corporation. And I'm like, same, I have a pet I can grab the shit up off the ground for. You just never know.
Nope. I mean, when you're out there looking at like potential job opportunities, well, honestly, it is like that bleak atmosphere of the dating world in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Yes.
Job hunt and dating hunt are the same beast.
And then you're calling up ex-boyfriends, like you're calling up ex-jobs. Wait, and then you're calling up ex-jobs like ex-boyfriends.
Yes, completely. Do you know, did I tell you, I think I might have offline.
No. Yes.
There was a guy that I talked to. I went on one date with him 2 years ago.
Oh.
And he texted me out of the blue and was just like, Victoria? And I went, yes. Ooh. And he goes, do you know who this is? I was like, yes. And he was like, oh, okay. Just wasn't sure if you knew. Didn't hear from him again. And
then that's it?
A week later, he just wrote, do you want to hook up?
No.
When I tell you, I am shocked because not only has it been years and it was one date, I did not even kiss this man.
Well, you went on one date with it. Wait, where did you go on a date with
Disneyland.
Stop it.
went to Disneyland together because we could. We had passes, and that was our date.
Yeah.
I was shocked because I showed him, because I feel like this is important, I showed him slightly the worst of me because I was parched. And he was like, oh, let's just get some water. I was like, but no, because a lot of places at Disneyland do Dasani. And I, as a rule, do not drink Dasani. It's my toxic trait. I won't. And I was like, we have to find a smart water. Yes. And he goes, I feel weird going around specifically asking for a smart water. I was like, this is your plight. If you're going to date me,
this is this is a piece of me.
I will not drink Dasani.
2 years later, he's still banging down your door.
Yeah, when I hugged him goodbye.
No kiss.
That was the end of our date. No kiss.
No lingering eye contact.
No. And still was like, may I put my P in your V? No.
No, you may not.
No.
2 years later.
What a leap.
2 years later.
Yes.
No.
What a leap.
Well, it's we are talking about how those streets are cold and lonely for people. So
maybe he thought, he was like, look, maybe I don't know if he found me on IG and saw, like, look at her content. Hey. She's still not posting a dude. I think I got a shot.
Still empty space.
Exactly.
Next to her face in all our shots.
Yep.
Holy. Okay. So I have one that's kind of weird like that. Oh. Yes. Yes. So I was on the apps. I was doing my swiping. Calm down. I've deleted again, you know, as you do. We go through
the cycles.
Yes.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'm on the app. I'm swiping. I meet somebody and we start talking instantly. It was fantastic.
Ooh.
Like super fun. He was fun and funny and smart and interesting. And even like had said something like, it's so nice to talk to somebody that's just like, you know, connected and chill. And we spoke for 2 hours. 2 hours.
Whoa.
No. So I was like, okay, he said, give me your number. Great. Gave him my number. Not a problem. No problem. No problem.
Love
giving
that.
Him my number.
Okay.
It was okay. What happened? Oh yeah. I forgot.
You're like, what happened in my life?
So we got tired. It was like 10 o'clock at night and grandma gets tired.
Close to the witching hours.
Yes. So I was sleepy. So I was like, all right, this was amazing. Can't wait to talk to you again soon. You know, I'll text you tomorrow. I'm going to sleep. And he just last closing thought. Uh-oh. Before I turn my phone off, just a little message pops up from him. And we're still texting in the app, by the way.
Okay.
I've given him my number. He has not texted my number yet. That's fine, though. It's fine. We're still in the app, and that's fine.
Sure.
So he, closing thought for the night, just asked me if I enjoyed when a man did his business all over my face.
I'm sorry.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. That was the that was just a get-to-know-you question.
Just a...
It's like
closing
favorite hobbies. Mm-hmm. What movies are you watching? Mm-hmm. How are you with splooge on your face?
Yes.
Cool. Because those are, yeah.
Okay. Now listen. First of all,
I hate it here. How dare that be a question as a get to know you question?
Especially after a night of like,
you don't even have, he didn't have your number yet.
No, he had it. I gave him my number.
Oh, that's right.
He had not texted it yet. But still, here's the other thing. It was so much like, oh, such great conversation. It was so good. And listen, he was pretty decently attractive. And I was like, wow, he's smart. Like he was asking smart questions. We were talking philosophy. And then he closes with, how do you feel about... Yeah. And so, no. So then I respond, wow.
That is the correct response. Because why did we suddenly take that exit ramp on that question?
Literally.
Why? We were doing so great.
I want to be clear with you about this exit ramp. It wasn't an exit ramp. You know, when you're driving down the highway and the truckers have that thing where they just like, you know, the emergency brake. So like when you're in the mountains, it's just like, here's a ramp. Like it's not for driving cars on.
No.
Yeah, that's where he went.
Okay, did you see the video when people are coming back from Burning Man, I think, and somebody's GPS just had them drive like off and like through the desert?
No.
And because people are fucking sheep, everyone started following this one car off-roading, and they finally got to the point where they're like, where are we? Because it was a caravan of people driving through the open desert and realizing, oh no, we messed up.
Oh God.
Yeah.
No, did not.
I feel like that's what homeboy did. He goes, you know what? This is also a way I could go.
This is a way. I don't know what he thought was going to happen. Literally, it was like so much intellectual conversation. And then I was like, okay, I'm really tired. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get some sleep. Nothing. There was no like, no like hearts or kissy faces or no emojis involved. Just like, hey, this was great. Going to get some sleep. Lovely talking to you. Text you tomorrow.
cum on the face.
Do you want? It's, do you what, enjoy when men come on your face?
It's like they can't suppress who they are for longer than 10 minutes.
No,
because the dude who circled back for after years, one of his opening things after we finally went to Disney, because we did text a little bit afterwards, admittedly.
Sure.
And
you went to Disneyland.
Exactly.
That's like, an epic event. Also, bold first date, ma'am.
I know. I have some bold first dates. I have another one for another time. But like that one, I was shocked by. But then he hit me with, will you send me a nude? And I went, no. Mm-mm. And he also made it abundantly clear through text that he was actively jerking off.
No.
On the phone.
No.
And I was like, why would you tell me that?
No.
Over text. And I literally said, I can let you go. And he was like, no, I want to keep talking. I was like, you don't need to tell me these things.
No.
And then asked for a foot pic. And I was like,
a foot pic?
Yeah. Because he first asked for a nude. And I was like, no, I don't do nudes. I'm sorry. I just fucking don't. It's been programmed in me because after Paris Hilton back in the day, it's been programmed into me, never let a nude resurface. So I never, like, even
resurface.
When I... Oh. So, I don't know if my family will ever hear this.
Don't do it. Never let a nude or a conversation about a potential nude resurface.
Yes, exactly. But like, if I will give a pro tip, if you ever... Folks out there, if you're ever going to send anything like that, just don't let your face or any identifying qualities about like a tattoo be visible, because then you can deny it.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's a new generation.
Yes.
And they're less concerned.
True. Because I mean, especially after I think all the revenge porn of it all, people are like, hey, that's not okay. Like, we all collectively owe Paris Hilton an apology because her ex-boyfriend's the one that released it.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And he did it after he was slighted. So, I mean...
Yeah.
We know that was trash, but just early 2000s were a dark time.
But
it's not our best.
Are they as dark as 2024? Which was promised to be.
It was supposed to be a good one.
Okay, so on that, we should wrap up. All right, so we've all agreed. The streets are dark and cold and lonely, but you are not alone.
You are not.
Because you have us here in the Smiling Faces community. So where can you find us?
Instagram, TikTok, our website. So Instagram is smilingfaces_series. Our TikTok is smilingfacesseries. We have our website, smilingfacesseries.com. And we've got the event posted there, too. So the upcoming comedy event, April 12th, is on there. You can find on the link to that.
Alfred's.
RCPFI.
Yep.
Shout out to Alfred.
Alfred's at Westwood, April 12th. It's What She Said is the name of our comedy event. And you can find links everywhere.
Yeah. We're maniacally posting about it, even though the algorithm is trying to sandbag us. And I see you. I'm blaming Mark Zuckerberg for this.
See you.
How dare you?
See you, Mark Zuckerberg.
I see you, Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah. Okay. Get a tan and maybe you'll let us be seen.
Oh, not throwing shade. Literal shade.
Literal shade.
God bless us.